This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasang with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli discuss contemporary politics, including cabinet expansion. Nepali Congress to hold discussion with all political parties regarding elections for new House Speaker and Deputy Speaker. National cricket team captain Sandeep Lamichhani released on bail. And Chinese police arrest a man who drove a car into pedestrians in Guangzhou, killing 5 people and injuring 18 others. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli held a meeting at Balwadar yesterday. The Prime Minister's press coordinator Surya Kiran Sharma said the two leaders discussed contemporary politics including cabinet expansion. Prime Minister Dahal is preparing to expand the cabinet after he won a vote of confidence in the parliament. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has stressed the need for collective efforts to address the economic issues emerged in the world. Virtually addressing the Voice of South Summit of Finance Ministers yesterday, Minister Paudel said it was high time to tackle the indicators of the global economic crisis caused by the COVID pandemic. On the occasion, Finance Minister Paudel shared that Nepal was on the path to upgrading itself from the category of least developed countries by 2026 and had forwarded the agenda to meet the target. The Finance Minister further said Nepal had prioritized infrastructure development, quality education, health services and social security. However, as is stated, Nepal lacked 185 billion rupees annually to meet the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. The Voice of South Summit was attended by 15 finance ministers, including from Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, and Colombia. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Rabi Lamichhani has directed the security bodies for effective law enforcement. Talking to journalists at Bharatpur Airport yesterday, Home Minister Lamichhani said he had instructed the chief district officers throughout the country to work with high morale. The Home Minister said he is carrying out works to strengthen Nepal police and maintain the rule of law by resolving problems seen in the police administration. Meanwhile, Home Minister Lamichhani directed the authorities to stop the unlawful import of chicks and eggs at a discussion organized in Chitwan by poultry entrepreneurs yesterday. Minister Lamichhani issued a directive to the district-based security agencies to stop illegal import of chickens and its related products. The entrepreneurs had drawn the attention of the Home Minister towards the import of chickens and eggs through different checkpoints of the country. The Patan High Court has issued an order to release rape-accused suspended national cricket team captain Sandeep Lamichhani on a bail amount of 2 million rupees yesterday. A division bench of judges Ramesh Thakal and Thrubaraj Nanda issued the order to release Lamichhani on bail after the order of Kathmandu District Court on whether to keep Lamichhani in custody for further investigation. He had appealed at Patan High Court for review. Registrar at Patan High Court, Dhagindra Katel, informed that Lamichhani was ordered that he could leave the Kathmandu Valley only after the permission of the District Police Office, Kathmandu. Process to release him on bail will begin this morning. The hearing on whether to keep Lamichhani in custody for further investigation was begun at Kathmandu District Court on November 2nd. A 17-year-old girl had filed a case against cricketer Lamichhani, accusing him of rape and on October 31st, 2022. The Nepali Congress has decided to hold discussion with all the political parties regarding elections of a new House Speaker and Deputy Speaker. A meeting of the party office bearers held at Party President Sher Bahadur Deoba's residence in Dhumbarai yesterday, the Nepali Congress decided to hold discussions with parties in the government and outside on the matter. Nepali Congress Joint General Secretary Badri Pandey said the meeting also discussed the matter of holding elections of its sister organizations. The National Concern and Coordination Committee of the National Assembly has stressed the need for fully implementing the country's foreign policy. During a meeting of the parliamentary committee held at Singhadarbar yesterday, the committee called the Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Podel and directed him for the implementation of the foreign policy. The government has shot additional 1.5 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine to administer booster doses in view of increasing infection in neighboring countries. The Ministry of Health and Population yesterday wrote to the Global Alliance for Vaccine and Immunization for additional dispatch of the vaccines. Sagar Dahal, Chief of Child Health and Immunization Section under the Department of Health Services, confirmed writing of a letter to the Global Alliance for Vaccine and Immunization for additional doses of the vaccine. Earlier, on the 29th of December, the government demanded 1.5 million of booster dose vaccines from the Global Alliance for Vaccine and Immunization, which has already promised the supplies by coming the 2nd of February. The government decided to seek further doses of vaccines from the Global Alliance for Vaccine and Immunization to administer booster doses with the realization. Germany's ambassador to Nepal, Dr. Thomas Prinz, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday. Prime Minister's Secretariat said during the meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister, Prime Minister Dahal and Ambassador Prinz discussed issues relating to bilateral relations and mutual interests. Chief Ministers of Lumbini Province, Sudur Paschim Province and Karnali Province have taken the oath of office and secrecy yesterday. Lumbini Province Chief Amik Sachin administered the oath to newly elected Chief Minister Lilagiri amidst a ceremony at province capital Deokhuri Valley. Likewise, Karnali Province Chief Tirak Pariyar administered the oath to newly elected Chief Minister Rajkumar Sharma during a ceremony in Sirkhet. Similarly, Sudur Paschim Province Chief Devraj Joshi administered the oath to Chief Minister Rajendra Singh Rawal amidst a ceremony at the office of Province Chief in Thangadi. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Chinese police have arrested a man who drove a car into pedestrians in Guangzhou, killing 5 people and injuring 18 others. The incident has sparked widespread public outrage, with many accusing the man of deliberately targeting people. Videos posted online show the driver getting out of the car and throwing banknotes into the air shortly after the crash. Police have detained the 22-year-old man and launched an investigation. As per a BBC report, the crash took place on Wednesday during the evening rush hour at a busy junction in Guangzhou. One of the world's largest oil companies accurately forecast how climate change would cause global temperature to rise as long ago as the 1970s, according to the researchers. ExxonMobil's private research predicted how burning fossil fuels would warm the planet, but the company publicly denied the link they suggest. The academics analyzed data in the company's internal documents. ExxonMobil denied the allegations. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 19.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 3.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and CPNUM Chairman KP Sharma Oli discuss contemporary politics, including cabinet expansion. Nepali Congress to hold discussion with all political parties regarding elections for new House Speaker and Deputy Speaker. National cricket team captain Sandeep Lamy Chhani released on bail. And Chinese police arrest a man who drove a car into pedestrians in Guangzhou, killing 5 people and injuring 18 others. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.